Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry now presents The Bible on Trial, a show that tests the teachings of Christianity against the words and the teachings that Jesus Christ gave to his own eyewitness disciples while he was here on earth. Join us for a challenging and unique study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven. Welcome all to another edition of The Bible on Trial. We are here with Rick Sterling, and on the phones are Dr. Don and Larry, and we are delighted you've taken a few minutes out of your busy schedule to join us here today on July 17, 2020, for another edition of our flagship program, The Bible on Trial. Today, we'll be further getting into the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks, which are very exciting. I wrote a little bit about that on our episode info, so if you get a chance, go and read that. I am going to be putting up our websites up on the chat room here. I have to wait until we're actually on air before I can put those on. Otherwise, they go away when the show starts. Our primary website is spiritoftruthministry.net. There you will find a copy of our book, The Spirit of the Church, by Rick Sterling and me, Dennis Neufeld. You will also find writing by Rick Sterling that is absolutely wonderful in its content and in its delivery, and we suggest that you use that as a resource. We also have our original website, which we still maintain. We don't update it, but we maintain it, and that is found at spiritoftruthministry.net/STM. There you will find writing by the rest of us, and including a wonderful paper by Dr. Rich, who's no longer with us, the Conviction versus Preference. He is asleep, and he will be awakened at the proper time for further service. So let us and by the way, just one little personal note. We found out yesterday that my daughter is going to be giving birth to our grandson, their first child, Emily and Aaron, a week from tomorrow on July 25. The baby is in a breech position, so they're going to have to do a C-section, but that's okay. It all will end up wonderful for all of us. So keep Emily in your prayers if you get a chance. That would be a wonderful thing, and we are very excited about that. Father in heaven, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we have been encouraged by your words and your Holy Spirit these last many years. And it seems like the flow of information has increased exponentially here as we have gotten closer to the time of the fulfillment of the prophecies that you have defined for the kingdom of heaven. And those prophecies have two components. They have a life road and a death road component. And Father, I pray that we can learn what that life road component is and make the decisions as a people, as a world, as a nation, and as a kingdom that will see to it that you can, in your mercy, bring about peace and prosperity and life road situations where we can learn and teach the truth to the world, so that they understand what is going on and can commit to you and your Son and to your Holy Spirit. So thank you, Father, for doing this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Good morning, Dr. Don.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm poised and ready to take a bunch of notes.
Well, that's unusual. By the way, that was just irony. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
How are you doing today? How's the garden growing?
Garden?
Don't you
garden
have
I
a garden?
I have garden burgers.
The yard, yeah.
Garden. The yard's
well.
Calm down.
Yard is looking good.
We had a garden, and the squirrels, possums, rabbits, and other critters enjoyed it all before it even bore fruit.
That is so sad.
Even with two fences around it and everything else, there, you know, I guess when you're hungry and there's free food. Dennis, I have a question for you.
Oh boy, not again. No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Why hasn't God put a stop to the problem, sin, the mayhem, the terror, the horror, the unspeakable atrocities, genocides and murders and wars? And why hasn't God said, okay, enough is enough, and just wiped clean the wicked?
Do you remember in my prayer I spoke about the exponential increase in knowledge? You gave me a hint to that this morning, which is why you're asking that question. And I am going to just say that I had never thought of that before. I mean, I never even made an imposition on my fertile brain, which is one of the reasons why I know that you are specially blessed, because I don't think anyone has ever mentioned this before. So I'm going to let you do it. I mean, I could hack it up, but I think that it would be better if you just answered your own question.
Well, I wonder sometimes why, where is God right now with all this Antifa, anarchy, murderous mayors,
and
satanic governors.
And by the way, that is
Luciferian Congress men and women.
That is really interesting, because we have, excuse me, at least two governors that are complicit in murder in this COVID-19 situation, because they put innocent people in a situation where they would have to get COVID and where they would die given their physical status and age.
Now, why do you think governors would do such a thing, knowing full well what that was going to do?
Because it fits their narrative.
And what narrative is that?
It is the deep state narrative of just
it's
what,
all Donald Trump's it's, fault, and
right.
You need to vote Democrat
right.
In this upcoming election. That's what the whole narrative is for them, because they know good and well
they can't beat him
that
without it.
You know, they cause the riots, the anarchy, the Antifa thug murders and beatings and the MS-13 and all of that. They cause all that.
Right. They call off the police when there are
they cause
riots.
All that. And then they'll come in and say, now you vote for the Democrats and all this is going to go away.
And the reason why it's going to go away is because the Democrats are causing it. By the way, that's the way Satan works miracles. Satan causes a problem, and then he sends a being that looks like a being of light or someone who is on God's side. He sends a being to cure them of something that he caused.
But Dennis, that's not what my question
was.
My question was, why does
God
Donald
allow.
Trump and his team allow this to happen?
Ah, And would you like my impression on that after?
Well, after what I've just gone through when we started,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Okay.
I would like to know what you're...
They are allowing the Democrats to show their true colors such that it will, when the final push comes, be impossible to not have an absolutely crystal clear choice. You're going to either vote for the people who did that and become complicit in their deeds, or you're going to vote for the side that is trying to, what would you call it, put everything to rights. So which one are you going to choose? We're coming down to a basic choice of life or death.
Dennis, if I didn't know better, and maybe I do know better, or maybe I do know, because this just occurred to me.
I know.
Not too long ago. Just a, in fact, I almost forgot what occurred to me. Donald Trump and team are following God's plan for getting rid of evil.
Yep, exactly.
Now, what do you think that would, I'll say, imply? You could say foretell, but I'll say
imply.
What do you think that would imply?
That Satan is operating the same way on his side. He is directly involved in what we are seeing as chaos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But does God win?
Yes, God wins.
So if you follow God's plan, then what should you ultimately do?
Win. Exactly.
If you have a difference, if you see things differently today than what I just described, God has allowed the sin, quote unquote, problem to exist because he wants people to be able to make an informed, and that is a key word, and that is an important word, and that is a critical word, and that is a word that you cannot ignore.
Yes.
And that you cannot dismiss. Informed. What does informed mean?
You have received information that is essentially unassailable, and you must make a choice based on it.
Now, were the religious leaders at the time of the ministry of the Son of Man, the testimony, he was in front of them testifying to the truth. They had their spies, their collectors of information, and so on, dogging the Son of Man day and night.
Sounds like the White House press corps. Sorry.
Well, yeah, you
don't,
know.
Don't want to make too fine a point of it.
And so the informed is not the responsibility of your priest or your pastor. Informed is not the responsibility of your parents or
your teachers, informed is a personal responsibility that you are responsible for what you know and what you don't know. That proverb, in fact, there are many proverbs about learning and knowing. They, in Proverbs, typically they are differentiated by the wise man and the foolish man. The Son of God had a proverb parable, a proverbial parable about a wise man and a foolish man. The wise man built his house on a rock, and the foolish man built his house on sand. What is sand? It is a lot of little tiny, tiny grains of rock. In, I believe it's in Matthew, where, no, it might be John, where Jesus is talking to Peter. And Peter is, well, he says something which the Catholic Church has taken quite literally. Jesus asks Peter, well, he asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? And Peter says, you are the anointed one, the Son of God. And the Son of God says to Peter, blessed are you, Peter, for this information did not come from you, but God gave you this information. Then he says, to you have been given, or he changes his name from Simon to Petros, which means stone. To you have been given the keys of the kingdom. And upon this rock, I will build my kingdom. Now, of course, the Catholic Church says that the rock is Peter. But that is not the question the Son of God asked. He asked, whom do you say that I am? In the parable of the wise man and the foolish man and where they built their house, the wise man built his house on the rock. The parables have symbols. And in that parable of the wise man and the foolish man, it is important to understand the meanings of the symbol. The rock is the truth. The truth is the testimony of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus are the words that he said, and the words are who he is. He is words of truth. And the foolish man built his house on sand. What is sand? Sand, each grain of sand represents a lie. So a sandy soil or sandy ground represents the infinite number of lies. Now you can build your house on lies, or you can build your house on truth. The house would represent what you have when you have finished, completed the building process. The building process would be the words of truth, because you're built upon a foundation of truth. The house on the sand is like a house that doesn't exist, because lies only exist when they're told. There's nothing that is substantial about lies. Q has used a word from time to time that is a very important word. And the word is knowingly. Knowingly. Knowingly is the same as purposefully. And knowingly go hand in hand. Informed is when you knowingly act upon the information that you hold to, either because it is your personal preference or because it is true. If truth is what you hold on to, it is not a personal preference. It is because it is true.
You mentioned the house built on the rock. That rock is truth. That rock is singular and absolute. It is a rock that starts out small and grows to fill the entire earth, as we see in Daniel 2. The other thing is, Jesus, in his discourse to his disciples, said, in John 14:2, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. These dwelling places, who builds them? You see, we each build our own house either on the rock or on the sand. And that house will stand or fall based upon whether it is truth or lies. So God cannot take the house that you have built and place it in his kingdom if it is built on anything other than that rock, if it's built upon that foundation, that rock, that is singular and absolute. All of this makes perfect sense.
Now, Dennis, what's going on today in this country and around the world, but particularly in this country? What is the purpose of the mobs that destroy, that are trying to remove history, that are murdering and have a purposeful purpose to bring in lies and enforce these lies through use of brutal force?
They are attempting to cause people who have a desire to know the truth from speaking out against them, because if you do, they're going to come at you and they're going to damage you. They're going to harm you. If you stand up against them, they are going to do everything in their power to get rid of you. And so there are lots and lots of good people around the world right now and in America who are simply shutting up and not speaking out against it, because if they do, hey, either physically or emotionally or whatever, they are going to be accosted by family, by friends, by society in such a way that they feel like they're being brutalized. Now, point of all of that is chaos. It's entropy.
But the thing is, they, the anarchists, Antifa,
Black Lives Matter, even.
The majority of the Democrat leadership,
mm-hmm.
not particularly the Democrat general public, but the Democrat leadership that has this agenda. And what they are doing is, they're responsible for the death and destruction and the mayhem and the chaos, but they're blaming it on the other side to get people to vote for them so that they can bring in a tyrannical, socialist, communist oligarchy.
One world order.
Now, who ultimately do you think is driving this?
Oh, that would be that wily devil himself, Satan.
Satan. That's why they're called Luciferians and Satan.
Who was cast off of heaven with one third of the angels. And look at the destruction and mayhem that has caused over the last millennium.
Now, that brings me back to
the original,
what I said this morning.
Right. By the way, nicely done. Okay.
Have you ever stopped to ponder? And you should stop to ponder, because that's when you are the most honest with yourself. Let me say that one more time. When you stop to ponder, that is when you can be honest with yourself. You're not going to ponder on things that you hold to be true. But things that you've been told all your life that are true, have you stopped to ponder why you believe they're true? Have you looked at all the facts? Do you have all the facts? And would it be beneficial? I asked Dennis a question this morning. Have you ever stopped to ponder how it was that the whole entire pre-flood world had a heart that would no longer receive truth? A heart that would, that had only one purpose, and that was to get what you wanted by any means necessary. Even murder. At least that's when we read about it, that's what it sounds like. But how was it that the whole world was like that? And that at the time of the flood, there was only one person who was deemed righteous, and he was righteous in his generation, which to me means that he may not have been perfect in righteousness, but he was not in wickedness. He may have been like Christians today. I don't know. That's what you do when you think about these things. But how is it? See, if we knew how the pre-flood world got to that point where God had to destroy them all but eight people. Think about it. I know that there's at least eight people that listen to this broadcast. When I think about that, I go, wow. There are millions of people out there that believe that when God comes, they're all going to be raptured up and enjoy the fruits of eternal life and living in paradise. Did the people before the flood believe that?
No.
How do you know? How do you know that they didn't have some concept of their well-being? I mean, when we read, they're marrying and giving in marriage and
living life, going
living
on.
Living life.
Right.
And doing normal things. I mean, the fact that they were getting married is telling in itself. But have you ever stopped to think, how did it happen that they got to that point where God said, he's not saying we've lost control. He's saying we've lost the people. They no longer even entertain a thought that there might be something more than the gods of the world. Maybe they're lying to us. And, you know, we're told that at the end, it's going to be just like the days of Noah. But I believe that what the Son of God meant when he said, as it was in the days of Noah, that people were carrying on their life and they had no clue about what was about to
come
happen until the flood came and swept them all away. And he says, you know, people were marrying and giving in marriage and...
But what else was probably...
Living their life.
What else was probably going on? Because remember, every single heart in that world was turned to evil only. Do you think they were seeing any anarchy? Do you think they were experiencing...
Well, who was responsible for that?
Satan.
Who's responsible for what's going on today with the anarchists and the antifists and the rioters and the false narrative, the lying narrative?
Satan, of course. And
how
if,
can someone look at someone of color, murdering someone of color, saying, well, that black life doesn't apply to the Black Lives Matter? That should tell you right there, there is something that is not exactly truthful. And what does the evidence show you? Not what does someone tell you. If they have to enforce humanitarianism, you need to think twice about what it is they're trying to get you to do if they have to bring it by force.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the response of the world to the COVID-19 pandemic. In quotes.
Oh, well, yeah.
You see, this is interesting.
It's control.
It is control.
And it's control of information and thinking, thought processes. You say, well, I'm in control of my thought processes. Are you? Or is someone influencing the way you're thinking? Because if someone is influencing the way you are thinking, they are not your thought processes.
And it is my observation that very few people actually have established a process by which they decide what is true and what isn't. Very few people have a method that is established in their mind for putting to the test every single piece of information that comes through, because it is so easy to simply say, well, you know, if it's said by CNN and MSNBC, I mean, they wouldn't lie to me. They must be right. Or any news source. CG, computer graphics and all of that kind of thing are so good, especially with computer power bordering on AI, that it is impossible. You cannot tell if someone is saying the truth or not.
Well,
so how do you?
It is possible to get the deep to. But you have to to look, and you have to know what you're looking for.
That's what I'm saying. You can't just assume that what anyone says is God's honest truth without having a way of processing
but
it.
Here's the thing. Now, you know, the president has been accused of many things by the left.
Oh,
one of them being that he's a fascist and a dictator.
And he's an inveterate liar. Everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie.
And so how would you determine whether what that narrative was true or not? I mean, take, for instance, the riots and the chaos in Democrat-run cities, the murder rate going up after the release of thousands of prisoners, and the defunding of the law enforcement, and the closing down of a very important group of police detectives. What?
And this is in reference to the special unit in New York that was shut down, and all of a sudden the murder rate went up 30%.
Now, if the president sent troops in to New York City to restore order, what would the narrative be? See, we told you he's a dictator. He's taken over the United States. He's got a military takeover, and we're all going to be living in a socialist hellhole.
And they said, and the mayor of Seattle and mayor of Portland asked him to come in, and he didn't. And you know why? That reason.
Seattle, not Portland. Not Portland told DHS just last night.
Okay, I didn't
hear. Pack up and leave.
Right.
And they were there to protect the federal courthouse, which had had all the windows broken, had been spray painted with graffiti, had had the doors broken, and they were there to protect the federal courthouse. And the mayor of Portland, Oregon said, pack up your stuff and get out. And Portland has experienced riots and destruction
for the last 45 days.
Right. Days. Who do you think is a tyrant? Who do you think is a dictator?
Well, if Donald Trump came in with the federal police, with the National Guard or whatever, that mayor would accuse him, just as you said,
now,
of being a dictator.
Think of, why doesn't God just come down and destroy the wicked so that the good people will not have to suffer under the wicked's rule? Why doesn't he just do that? Because we've got the problem with Satan over here, and he has to be, he also has to suffer the penalty for his crimes, but he can't until he has run his course. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Full cup principle.
People have to see that he is a liar, and as long as there's people believing his lies, it's not going to happen. There has to be a clear distinction made. He is the liar, and there are no people left who will believe his lies anymore. That's what's happening in this country with the president and his the group. Some call them patriots, and they are. Some call them military, and I'm sure they are. But it's not him doing it himself. There is a plan that they all have to restore America to the constitutional republic that it was established and started as. But people need to see that Satan is a liar. And you say, well, who doubts that? Well, the Satanists. Well, the Satanists don't care, because the Satanists aren't going to turn over to the side of God. They're over here. But there are people who believe the lies that are being told about the other side.
And there are lots and lots of good-hearted people who believe those lies because they look at Donald Trump and say he is crass and a horrible person, and he hates women, and he loves power, and they've got all of that wrong.
Oh, they even have people that come out and testify. Oh, yeah, he died. So he did this to me, did that to me, and da-da-da.
Even family members.
Yeah.
But that, by the way, was proved a lie.
So what I'm saying is, what if what is happening in the world today, right now, will determine which path the world will take? It is exactly what is happening in the United States today. There is a struggle between two sides. One side is seeing the truth, performing in accordance with the truth, and trying to bring about peace and prosperity to not only this country, but to the world. And there is another side that is trying desperately to force this country into a socialist, totalitarian, communist, oligarchical hell. And what that side is doing is saying that those who want peace and prosperity are the ones that are going to get you into the oligarchical, communist, socialist hell. And they care about everybody. They're going to give you free health care. They're going to give you free this and free that and free the housing and the free and everything. But the devil offers you all kinds of free stuff. I mean, the devil's been offering free stuff for as long as he decided he was going to take his stand against Almighty God. Why do you think the devil, who doesn't give a rip about any human, doesn't give a rip, he doesn't care, he hates humans, why do you think he would offer them all kinds of free stuff if they would just follow his way? You know why? Because he's a liar. And when he lies, he's speaking his native language. He is a liar. And he is the father of lies, and he can lie with a straight face. And he promises you the world, but guess what? It isn't his to give. It's not his to give. What is happening today is the people of this country and the people of the world are being given the opportunity to choose peace, prosperity, and long life, or choose destruction, suppression, and death. Now, you'd think that, you go, well, that's a no-brainer. It's not something that you can just say, well, I choose peace and prosperity. Most people are not going to say, well, I want a terrible life. I want to have oppression and imprisonment and torture and control. I want to be a slave. I want to be a slave to the devil. That's what they say. Would they say that? Is that what they would say? Yeah, there might be a handful of nuts, but
no one. But the problem is, they can't recognize the deception.
The problem is, they don't know. Yeah, I want it. It's like faith. Yeah, I want eternal life. I accept Jesus Christ as my personal savior. Allow him to give me the gift of salvation and put his robe of righteousness over my sinful flesh.
Filthy rags.
because I choose life, and you know, I worship God and all of that. But see, the problem comes with truth and lies. Because the devil lies. And if you think that salvation is a free gift, that all you have to do is to reach out and accept it, that's a lie. That's a lie. The devil is gifted at lies. How did he get the man and the woman in the garden who spoke face to face with their creator? Face to face. They spoke with their creator. They loved their creator. They were family. How did the devil get them to believe that their creator would lie to them and would keep something from them, and that if they disobeyed him, he wouldn't kill them? He's not that way.
God can't kill
anyone. He loves you.
God can't kill.
So what he's saying is, God is the liar. I'm trying to give you take you to another level of knowledge. I'm giving you the key. There it is. All you have to do is believe that God lied to you and disobey him. So, do you want peace and prosperity? Yes. Do you know what God said you needed to do to have peace and prosperity? Well, yeah, I need to accept him as my personal savior. Please show me where God said that. Well, I think it's there. Paul said it somewhere. Is it 2 Corinthians or Galatians?
Galatians.
Where is it? I know. But I know he said it because my pastor told me that, and my pastor tells me that every Sabbath or every Sunday. My pastor tells me that. God loves you. He died to save you. And all you need to do is believe in his name. But what did God say about salvation? Because what God said about salvation, his son came here in person to inform us. And he never said salvation was a free gift. He always talked about right doing. And you don't know what right doing is if you don't have a clue what he said about right doing.
He, at the beginning of his ministry, told Nicodemus the gospel of the kingdom. And here it is, John 3:19-21. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he or she who practices the truth comes to the light so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God.
What does that mean, wrought in God?
Made, manufactured, put together.
Did the man and the woman in the garden perform an act of wickedness? Was what they did wicked?
Yes, it was.
It was deserving
Of death.
Of death, because that's what they were told the penalty was. Was it sinful?
Absolutely.
Was it wrong?
Yep. Was what Adam and Eve did in the garden, was it wrought in God? No.
Right. It wasn't.
It was not wrought in God.
Now, why did God wait 4,000 years, give or take, for him to do what he could have done right after that, sacrifice his son, so that the man and the woman would not be put to death? He put his son to death instead of them. And then they could go on sinning, but you don't have to really be too careful about it. Just remember that when you sin, you just blanketly ask for forgiveness of all your sins, and then everything is good.
And next time you sin and ask for forgiveness, God sacrifices his son again.
Oh, no, he paid the price for it.
No, but that wouldn't be the way that works. Because
it wouldn't be the way but that's not what Christians are saying now.
Oh, of course not.
In fact, he's already forgiven you for sins that you will commit in the future. That's what they're telling you. You know, this is ludicrous. But where does that come from?
The father of lies.
The father of lies. Because why does he even want to do that? I mean, well, what is it to him?
What does he get out of it?
Right. What does he get out of it? He gets a soul. He gets a soul. You put a text in your...
In today's...
What is it?
There is a way which seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. Proverbs 14:12.
And what does it profit a man
if he
should gain the whole world, lose his own life?
Eternal life.
Lose his own life in, because that's not where stuff, in hell fire. Do you know that hell fire, now I'm not saying there is a hell, and I'm not saying that at all, but hell fire is a second death. It is a plasma
fire,
like the sun, and it destroys the soul. He tells us not to concern ourselves with that, those who can kill the body, but not the soul. Concern yourself with the one who can kill both body and soul. And when the soul is destroyed, you are forever gone. It's like you never existed.
Thank you. We'll see you all tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time for another edition of the Revelation of Jesus. Sorry. And we encourage you to go to our website at spiritoftruthministry.net. On behalf of Spirit of Truth Ministry, I'll say so long for now. See you all tomorrow.